split on the right side. Quick pass up the middle for number four. Oh, he had him and didn't lock him up. Catch down on the 20-yard line. Deckerville Eagles, as you can hear, score with a pass across the middle from Patello to number four, the 5'9 senior Ryan Stone. Deckerville Eagles score with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Boy, they had him wrapped up too. You know what? It was just a matter of there was two Warriors right on Stone. They had him, and both Warriors, they just didn't close up that tackle. They didn't wrap their arms around him.
Yep, they had Shane Maurer and Nate Iden back there, and I thought for sure Iden was going to bring him down, but next thing you know, he's in the end zone.
Well, we do know Ryan Stone. He's a tough runner and caught the pass right across the middle, so we'll go out of the pro set. Deckerville Eagles pinch off to the right side in all kinds of. For number 20, Justin Gove, the senior, 5'8", 140 pounds, with a lot of speed off the right side. Nobody out there as the Warriors were going 4-4, no contain on that. So we've got a score of 16-0 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Well, the Warriors are there, Chad. They're in the right place. They're just not wrapping up the tackles.
No, that is very true, Kurt. They need to wrap up. They need to hit lower, and they really do need to finish those tackles. I can't help but kind of admire Coach Brown on that play, 4th and 12 outside the 30. You get the impression that he was trying to make a statement right here and right now about what's going to happen this game, to go for it like that and throw it. And he didn't even throw it past the first down marker. He needed a catch and a run.
And he got it. Great play, great call here by the coach. We're back into the action with 20 seconds to go in our first quarter. Again, the score is 16-0. Deckerville Eagles on top. Back to kick number 40. Curtis Fritsch didn't have a good kick to start the game, but you know what? He got some good foot into it here with a second kick after the first score. So we're ready to go after this score. Deckerville Eagles, 8 players on the line. Fritsch got the hand up, and we are ready to start the action for the next 20 seconds. Warriors will take the ball at the 20-yard line. Running backwards is number 30 for North Huron, and he is going to get wrapped up by a host of Warriors. Nathan Iden went back there, grabbed the ball. Man, you can't hesitate. You just pick that ball up and run. There's no time to look, and the time he took to look, he was covered by the Eagles.
Yeah, and that ball took a long time to get into his hands, too. That's a big difference you'll see with this 8-man game is they can't cover as many different spots on the field, so that ball can roll around a little bit before somebody can get to it.
Well, it was a good kick by Fritsch because he kicked it where there weren't any North Huron Warriors.
Absolutely.
And Iden had to run backwards and try to get over to the left side, way beyond the hash mark, almost to the sideline in order to get a handle on it. Out of the I formation, North Huron Warriors, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Handoff on the left side, breaking a couple of tackles. Number 30, Nathan Iden, with a good run there, will pick up their biggest pickup of the night. And that should be 1st and 10 with 9 seconds on the clock.
Yep, that was Ryan Stone on the tackle there, stopping Iden. But like you said, not until after they got a first down on the play.
Good to see the Warriors. That was a good fast run towards the line with no hesitation.
Yep.
As they've had a little trouble in the backfield tonight with some hesitation running into the quarterback, not quite completely sure of the play. But you can see when they get it all together, not a bad run. Pick up about 11 yards on that. So we'll take one quick break here. We've got the end of the first quarter with the Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors on 102.1 FM WLEW Sports with a score of 16. Deckerville Eagles, North Huron Warriors, 0.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Is it time for a change? The Port Austin State Bank wants your business. Personal hometown service from local people you trust. Stability and all the modern conveniences available in the banking industry today. Free checking, free checks to senior citizens, internet banking, automatic bill pay, IRA accounts, a 24-hour ATM, and more. Switching is easy. Just call or stop by, and the Port Austin State Bank will make the transition for you.
Hi, this is Steve Schmidt, president of the Port Austin State Bank. Your account is very important to us. We have been serving the Thumb area of Michigan since 1884. For the personal hometown service you expect, visit the Port Austin State Bank.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at Deckerville Field, out of the I formation, North Huron Warriors with the ball. James Veers, 22 off the left side. Big running room and a hole off the left side. They're going to bring it all the way from about the 25-yard line, Chad, to the 49-yard. So a great carry there by the Warriors.
Yeah, he picked up over 20 yards, and Jimmy was somebody they were looking to run the ball this year. They were excited about him.
62, Alex Bichette over the ball, number 19. The quarterback, Shane Maurer, out of the I formation, looking to the halfback on the right side. And a lot of room this time for James Veers off of the right tackle. And Veers is going to be really close to a first down. He'll be about a yard and a half short as that runs good for about 8.5 yards.
Yeah, nice block on the interior there by number 60, Corey Sosnowski, to help Jimmy power through there for a nice gain.
We got a couple of scores in already. Boy, here's some big ones. Sandusky over USA, first quarter, 14-0. Montrose on top of Reese in the first quarter, 14-0. Out of the pro set, North Carolina Warriors with the ball, and met in the backfield, still fighting for some yardage. It's going to be close to a first down, but hit almost on the handoff there with 10:48 to go here in our second quarter. The Warriors with the ball.
Yeah, that was number 40, Curtis Fritch, that he got in there in a hurry, and there was almost immediate contact on that play.
Curtis Fritch, 5'10 senior, one of those players coming back from the 2012 state championship team, 210 pounds on the line for the Deckerville Eagles. Out of the I formation. Warriors hand to the halfback again, number 22 with the ball. James Veers with a fumble, but the Warriors will get it back, but are going to lose a few yards on that carry.
Yeah, Corey Sosnowski recovered that fumble.
If you're just joining us, this is WLEW Sports 102.1 on your FM radio dial with 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Kurt Damrow, Chad Knobloch, bringing you all the action live from Deckerville Field. Oh, Chad, geez, I forgot something. You're supposed to give a shout out to some woman from Kindy.
Would that be my mother?
That would be your mother down at the Lansing Lugnuts game tonight. Or not Lansing, she's at Midland.
The Loons game.
The Loons,
yes.
Game.
Yes, hi, Mom.
All right, here we go. A little motion on the line, and we're going to go with a kick, but we'll have some motion. It's going to move the Warriors back as about two or three Warriors jump the gun. So that'll give them 5 yards back as they're going to kick with 4th and 7. Originally 4th and 7, that'll be 4th and 12.
Yeah, a little bit excited to run that play, maybe.
So the Warriors break over the ball. We're at midfield on the 49-yard line of the Deckerville Eagles. We're going to put receivers out on both sides. The quarterback will take it up the middle with a sneak, 23. Going to break a few tackles and almost gets away for the North Huron Warriors.
And that is 23. That's Dalton Gallick. And he's a big, strong runner, and he just took that. He took the snap and busted it right out there.
Well, Gallick took the snap out of the shotgun, filling in for the quarterback. He's a 6-foot, 200-pound tight end. The Warriors split two receivers on both sides, so there was hardly anybody on the line, but they gave him the ball, and he just took it solo off a left tackle. And that's exactly what the Warriors needed, making it 1st and 10. With 8:56 to go here in our first quarter, Deckerville Eagles on top of the Warriors, 16-0. We're seeing the Warriors come to life here in the second quarter. Going out of the shotgun, deep out of the shotgun again, the snap to number 23, trying to do the similar play, Dalton Gallick, but nothing there for Gallick this time.
Something tells me that Travis was waiting for the opportunity to run that play two plays ago because he he likes to do that. Just when you think you got him figured out, I think just like Coach Brown wanted to make a statement by going for it on fourth and long, I think Travis wanted to do the same thing and say, hey, we're not just going to lay down and give this to you.
Oh, this game is by no means over because now we're seeing the North Huron Warriors are doing a good job of moving that ball down the field.